The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, my next guest you may know from, well, This Is England, Line of Duty, amongst other things, but she is bringing Day Fever to Ireland, to the Academy in Dublin in April. Vicky McClure is with me. Vicky, it's great to talk to you. What is Day Fever?
It's a celebration of music and coming together and having a good time in the day.
So what does that look like? Paint a picture for me.
Paint a picture. So basically wear what you want. You can dress up to the nines, or if you're more like me, you might want to come in your trackie and your trainers so you can be comfortable and dance, dance, dance. And then you'll get there for about 3 o'clock. And we'll sort of ease you in with a bit of Motown, bit of disco. And then as the day progresses, it gets to a nice sort of like 90s dance hits. And then a big old sing-along at the end. And 8 o'clock, you're out the door. You can go and get yourself some food, head back home. You're in bed for 9 o'clock and you've danced for 5 hours and probably made some really nice friends along the way as well.
So who's the target audience for this?
Well, do you know what? When we first started, it was designed for over 30s. But what's kind of happened over the year is, you know, people want to come with their mums or their aunties or their friends. And, you know, age kind of is just a number. But the thinking is, you know, that people of a certain age still want to go out and have a party and have a disco. But we all live different lives now with certain shifts and childcare and all those kind of things. So with the thinking of not ruining your Sunday, and also just now it's like, you know, you don't have to be over 30. It's just a case of, We won't be playing anything that's modern, put it that way. It's the hits from sort of the last 40 years, really. But they're hits, so everybody knows them. So if, you know, if I go with my mum and, you know, there's certain songs, she knows all the hits. I know all the hits. And so, yeah, it is as simple as it sounds, really. I think what's really important is what we've learned from it is people have kind of gone, oh, I forgot. You know, that going out is quite an important part of life, just by letting loose and forgetting your troubles for the day, because we're all facing something. And I think music and dancing and putting people together and all that kind of community feeling is important stuff.
So you mentioned mums and sisters and aunties. Is it more women than men who go?
It is. It's predominantly more women than men.
Vicky, that's a great advertisement for some men to go.
Yeah, well, quite. I mean, this is it. This could be the time where you don't have to go online to, you know, find your friend. But yeah, no, it is predominantly women. There are lots of men that go. I think that's getting more so now. But one thing that I'm always conscious of is, you know, when women do get to a certain age, you know, you can feel like it's not for you anymore. And I just don't think that's the case for so many people. They still want to go out, get dressed up and enjoy themselves. But I personally wouldn't really have the urge to go out at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm not a big fan of walking through a city centre at 2 o'clock in the morning anymore. You know, and there's all those kind of aspects of it. And so I think it does feel like a much safer environment for women to sort of like, you know, feel like they're getting home at a good time. And as sad as that is part of the truth.
Oh, yeah, it is sad. So, but the fact remains, Vicky, we're all fit for bed by about 10 o'clock at night.
We're all fit for bed.
Yeah,
absolutely. But, you know, you do your 20,000 steps and people just want to enjoy themselves, and it's really simple stuff. It's not expensive. You know, you can come with a big group of mates, or we have got people that come on their own, you know, and they know they're in a safe environment. They know they're around like-minded people that just want to sing along to the songs. And there's a beautiful part of what we do, which is where we get, you know, people that want to, they can come onto the stage and have a dance on the stage and encourage the rest of the crowd to really go for it, because you get into it. Once I get into it, I'm gone. I don't care. You dance like no one's watching. That saying has never been truer.
Was that the case though from the off? I'd imagine, when you're talking about a cohort of people who maybe haven't been out clubbing for a few years, there's a degree of maybe what did you say, a bit of Motown at the start? Is there a degree of trepidation when the Motown is playing? People are kind of, you know, like the scene at the start of a wedding when the band plays and nobody quite dances for the first song or two until they play like Proud Mary or something.
Yeah, it started. It definitely felt like that from the beginning. From when we started Day Fever, that was it. I think people were cautious. You know, they didn't want to sort of be the one that's going for it too soon. But I think because of what people see on social media, and you know, just the fact that we're selling out everyone every time, and people are really hungry for it. The minute they walk through the door, they want it. And so we make sure we give it them, and we make sure that the tunes are banging from the start, really, because there's no chairs. You know, you don't really have the option to sit down and have a drink because it's a nightclub. And, you know, these places are designed just for people to come to gigs and dance. It's kind of, that's the purpose of being there, is just to dance and not really worry about what you're doing, how you're looking, all those kind of things. So there's no judgment. It's a really, like I say, it's a really beautiful space to be in. You know, because we're all of a certain age as well, it's like we're not taking a selfie of everything that we're doing. So that, it does feel like quite a nostalgic moment. We've got these screens up that sort of cover lots of different old adverts that you might remember and just times gone by. So it is trying to capture our youth. You know, we do want to sort of remain in that space. And I'm not going to lie, I am totally lost in the 90s. You know, my music taste has sort of progressed over the years, but I'm always going to revert back to Motown. I'll always revert back to the 90s. And so when that's blaring through a speaker, you know, that kind of volume, and you're surrounded by people that are in that same feeling and moment, it does create an atmosphere that is pretty special, really. And it's once a month. So, you know, you've always got that option to go out if you want to, or if you've got a special occasion coming up. It's like, it's a perfect example as to getting out and having a good time. And like I say, being back in bed for 9 o'clock.
It comes at a time as well. And I don't know if it's the same in the UK. I think it is, where the kind of the number of nightclubs is on this downward spiral. There's very few left in Ireland. And I wonder why that is. Why do you think it is?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think, you know, the next generation have different options now. You know, the options for activities and things to do are very different. And a lot of it is online. And they just can't afford to go out. You know, it's a very expensive world that we live in now. And so you're asking kids to go out. I don't think they're as big a drinker generation as our generation either. You know, there's just it's a very different world. And so for them to be able to go out and have a full night is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like cinema prices, things like that. You know, it's not as easy as just thinking, oh, we'll go to the cinema or we'll just go out for the night. You know, you've got to save for it and you've got to sort of prepare for it. You know, back in my day, if you like, when I used to go out, it was expensive, but not to the degree that it is now. And so I think that is really tough on the younger generation. And there's so many different things out there. You know, there's much more options, whereas the nightclubs are facing a real tough time since COVID. What's been brilliant and what we've been really, you know, happy to be able to contribute with is the fact that they can have their Day Fever in the day and then they have an hour and then they turn it around and it's ready for their nighttime shift. And so they are getting double bubble, if you like, which is amazing. And I think, you know, it's caught on. There's lots of other daytime things that are around that we're aware of. But, you know, this certainly has taken off. I mean, it's been incredible to see the sort of response that people have given us over the last year, because they sell out. I mean, they just go like hotcakes. And it just goes to show that there's a real desire for people wanting to just have a dance and have that escapism.
So Day Fever, I mentioned it's Saturday the 5th of April. It is coming to the Academy in Dublin and tickets are on sale now. I mean, beyond clubbing in the middle of the day, you're back on the set of Trigger Point, is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm back on Trigger Point. We're having a brilliant time making it, which is always a good sign. If you're having a good time making it, it tends to mean that you're going to have a good time watching it. Fingers crossed. It's in the making and we're having lots of fun. There's lots of explosive moments.
You can't reveal anything to us, can you?
I can't, other than it's back.
And then line of duty afterwards, is that it?
Oh, God. I mean, listen, I always say to everybody, I respect that you asked the question, but no news.
Well, listen, as I said at the outset, it's Day Fever is the name of it. And it's Saturday, the 5th of April, 2025, the Academy in Dublin. Doors open 3 p.m. That's the beauty of
it. So we'll see you there.
Tickets are on sale. Vicky, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks a mil.
Massive love, Ireland. Take care.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.